All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Board of Directors member, Mr. Curtis Marshall of Milwaukee, Wisconsin Area Health Education Center, and also Mr. Josh Liston. Let's go to Mr. Liston. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with Milwaukee, Wisconsin Area Health Education Center.
Yes, sir. So I was working for my previous employer, and as a community health worker, being certified is necessary or required.
So definition of a community health worker, what is that?
So, unfortunately, the definition is vast, right? It's anyone who works with the community and understanding whatever their medical deficiency may be to assist them at their own pace in bettering their circumstances. So for my previous employer, it was teaching adults and parents how to conscious parent, how to be more conscious in their parenting, and how to also deal with the stress so that we didn't transfer that to our children.
Okay.
But there's some CHWs who help you learn how to take your medication. Some CHWs who help you find access in the community for anything and everything that you need. So the CHW field is broad. It just depends on where you find your fitting.
So what type of degree do you need in order to, become one?
Like I tell everybody who asks the same question, the only degree you have to have is to have a heart for people.
Okay.
Because if you can't care about people, and if you don't have a heart for community, then you cannot be a CHW.
All right.
That's the only degree required.
Okay, so let's talk about what Milwaukee, Wisconsin Area Health Education Center has done for you.
So, Milwaukee AHEC, the long name I've never been able to say proficiently, but Milwaukee AHEC has given me more than just the education. I was in the community before I stepped into my role. I've been a community guy for a couple of years prior to becoming a CHW. What they were able to teach me outside of terminology to what I already knew to do was they were able to call out the greatness that I didn't know I had inside. So outside of taking my CHW course and being a CHW for my previous employer, I've also led discussions, taught classes for AHEC, all because they were able to see something and pull it out that I was unable to see beforehand. So it's bigger than just taking the course. Milwaukee AHEC also cultivates leaders and cultivates the greatness that can come out of you.
You know, Curtis, you guys have been around for 30 years. Let's talk about the origin of it. And the fact that here it is 30 years later, let's talk about the triumph, I guess you can say, with what you guys have been able to accomplish.
Well, I can just say, Earl, that, I mean, we have a number of graduates like Joshua that have gone through our programs, right? And just kind of going back to the CHW program, right, there is a standard curriculum. There is a standard course that all CHWs have to go through to be certified as a CHW. So it's not like you just come into and say, I want to be a CHW. But there is a standard curriculum, that's evidence-based that anyone that wants to be a CHW, how they have to go through this program, right? And they do graduate from that program. So we have programs like the CHIP program. It's a community health internship program. There's a program that's for undergrad and graduate level students, and some of the students are even already in medical schools, and some of these, CHIP interns, they go through our program even while they're in medical school or maybe prior to matriculating into medical school, where they are connected with health departments and community organizations to really work on projects that really do address health disparities and health inequities. So we have a number, and I cannot, name how many graduates we have, but over the course of 30 years, then there's a multitude of minorities that some are still in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and some have moved outside of Wisconsin. So the impact, you know, of increasing diversity in the health field across, you know, public as well as private health has just been phenomenal from those, of those individuals that graduated from these programs at the seven centers, you know, that are, you know, throughout the state of Wisconsin.
So let's talk about a couple things before we run out of time, and that's how important it is to have these community health centers. You know, many times people don't have health care, and so they're not able to get to, you know, hospitals and doctors in our community, and so it becomes almost more expensive than they can afford because they're not doing preventative things. What role can community health care play in that?
I mean, that's a big piece, and I think that's really a big piece of what the CHWs, our community health workers, are able to do, right? Because, again, as Joshua had indicated, he's from Milwaukee. He's from the community, right? He knows the resources, and he's able, as a CHW, he's able to help individuals, you know, finagle or survive, you know, in a world where they may have these barriers, where they may not have transportation, where they may not even have a refrigerator in their house to keep their insulin cold or refrigerated or even a stove to cook food, right? So that's the key part of what CHWs do, is to really to help individuals survive and identify resources that may support their health care and make these connections, because individuals like Joshua, they're from the community and they know Milwaukee. They know how to connect. They know, you know, partners, and they're able to say, well, we don't have them here, but you go over here and get this, and really support individuals, you know, in a number of ways in dealing with the healthcare issues. And even just explaining, you know, how to take a medication, or explain the importance of keeping your appointments with your doctors, or the importance of even just following the doctor's instructions, because sometimes people just need to hear that reassurance from someone that looks like them and talks like them. So the programs that AHEC offers on various levels, all the way from a CHW program to a CHIP program, community health internship program for undergrad and graduate students, it just supports healthcare, you know, and the health field, health equity across the spectrum.
So Curtis, what is a phone number if anybody's interested? And again, this just does not just happen in the city of Milwaukee. You guys have programs across the state.
Yeah. What is a phone number? And Earl, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, that's all right. What people can do is go on the site, Milwaukee, Wisconsin Area Health Education Center.
Right.
All right. You can go on that site. There is a phone number, 414-344-0675. That's 414-344-0675,
yeah,
if you're interested. And that's the Milwaukee number. But once you go on the site, you'll be able to see that there are different parts of the state that have the same program and offer the same kind of opportunities. Curtis, I want to thank you, man, for taking the time out to spend with us. And congratulations, Mr. Josh Liston. Maybe I'll reach out to you at a different time where we got a little more time and we can talk about your exploits and what you are doing. But thank you both. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. You too. All right. Thank you. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.